Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. I'm reading from Fox News. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky slammed a naive Dr. Fauci for trusting Chinese scientists in their alleged gain-of-function research on coronavirus. Senator Paul called for Fauci's firing and said his exposed private emails paint a disturbing picture of the COVID-19 narrative. Rand Paul says, and I quote from Fox News, "The emails tell me that early on, Fauci was very worried. There's a disturbing picture. Gain-of-function research is where you take an animal virus and you make it into a super virus that infects humans. They were doing this at the Wuhan lab. Dr. Fauci still denies it to this day. But in his private emails, he puts in the subject line, urgent, we must discuss this gain of function research. So he knows it's gain of function and he needs to be pinned down on this. There are scientists across America who will dispute what he's saying, who say that specifically the grant and the money given to Wuhan that Dr. Fauci approved was gain of function research. And we need to talk to these scientists in this field and hear from them about how Dr. Fauci is not being honest with the American people. So the conflict of interest is this. If this virus came from the lab, there's a certain amount of at least moral culpability to the people who are advocating for this. Dr. Fauci, to this day, says he still trusts the Chinese scientists." Again, that was from Fox News. Okay, folks, I realize many are still defending this man. In my opinion, he will in time have much to answer for. But let me tell you something. If they find that Fauci has been guilty of a scandal, we as a country will deserve it. I'm sorry, we will, because we should never have given one man that much power, period. Lies or no lies, scandal or no scandal. It's been just about a year and a half now that we've been dealing with this COVID nonsense. And when I say nonsense, I hate always having to give this disclaimer, but I'll do it again anyway. When I say nonsense, no, I don't mean that the disease isn't real or isn't deadly. Yes, it's real. Yes, it's deadly. I have a very dear friend who died from it. I officiated over his memorial service and funeral. I take COVID very seriously. I also know that it has a 99% recovery rate. We've known that for quite some time, even though the mainstream media chose to ignore it. We have come close to destroying our country over what is more or less another type of flu. Even early on, when we had far less of Fauci's problematic flip-flops, you will recall that I went on the radio many times, giving him the benefit of the doubt, which I no longer do now, but did then. That is, I gave his character the benefit of the doubt, not his idiotic policies. Never did I go there. Even back then, while being willing to accept that Fauci was a nice guy, while being willing to accept that Fauci was at least sincere, possibly, I still expressed grave concern that a doctor, rather than an elected official, was running our country. And I know there were other doctors too, but I'm talking about Fauci. He was primarily the face of this. People were following this man like he was God. Women were buying Dr. Fauci underwear. That was then. What about now? Well, here's what's happening now. Our current President Biden says he will make no decision without listening to what the eminent Dr. Fauci has to say. What a brave, brave president. He doesn't stand up to Iran. He doesn't stand up to Russia. He doesn't stand up to China, but he'll stand up for our need to listen to Dr. Fauci. Unfortunately, even when we had a president with a spine, President Trump, we still had Fauci on Mount Olympus shouting his suggestions, which were turned into laws by almost every one of our 50 states. Trump knew better. That was always obvious. He kept saying at his press conferences that he didn't want the cure to be worse than the disease. Time has shown that he was right. But did we really need the time? Actually, no, we did not need the time. Back then, before it all happened, any thinking person already knew President Trump was right. right when he said that the cure would be worse than the disease. We knew that before the damage was done, and oh, the damage that has been done. President Trump should have followed his own instincts, although I don't want to be too harsh in my criticism. He probably did what he had to do. There was so much panic in Washington, even amongst Republicans who would have deserted him at the flank. The man would have been removed from office, I believe, if he didn't play along. We have seen how easily fear can control a nation. It's a lesson that people still aren't learning. The Marxists pulling Biden's strings, oh, they understand. To them, COVID is that special crisis that they don't want to waste. Get people frightened and they'll eat out of your hand. They'll put on a mask, they'll close their schools, their churches, they'll close their theaters, restaurants, even outdoor public parks, amusement parks, beaches. They'll fold the Republic, they'll burn the Constitution, if not literally, virtually. It will be suspended for all intents and purposes. And so we were held captive to the views of a professional. Whenever anyone wanted to argue with Cardinal Fauci, they were given an arrogant, self-righteous, sanctimonious lecture. We need to follow the science. I don't know about all you conspiracy theorists, but me, I follow the science. Never mind how many other doctors were saying opposite things. Doctors somewhat acquainted with science. Doctors somewhat acquainted with medicine. Doctors giving us a completely different viewpoint, even though they had every bit as much the same credentials, peer-reviewed, university after university. Science instead became defined as, if this video is removed from YouTube or removed from Facebook, then it isn't science. That's right, my friends. The only true science last year came from Fauci's wise statements. Granted, they changed with the wind, but it was the wind of science. First, he said we don't need masks. I'm quoting him. Right now, in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. I remember listening to him on TV. It might even block a droplet. Anyway, I'll continue without my Fauci impersonation. He goes on, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face. All right, that's what he said originally. Then not long after, it seemed that he wanted masks after all. When asked to explain his new position on this, Fauci said to 60 Minutes correspondent Nora O'Donnell in a July 2020 interview, I don't regret anything I said then, because in the context of the time in which I said it, it was correct. We were told in our task force meetings that we have a serious problem with the lack of PPEs and masks for the health providers who are putting themselves in harm's way every day to take care of sick people. So he lied to us, but for good reason. He was merely trying to protect the mask supply for the health workers. Of course, you may recall that was only one of two explanations. The other one was that we had learned more, and as you learn more, your position evolves. That word evolve is such a popular one these days with people in the public eye. My friend, when a person gives two contradictory reasons for changing his mind, at least one of the reasons is false. But it didn't stop there. Since then, the guy has talked about double masks. He has also said we should still wear a mask even if already vaccinated, not to mention his utterly brilliant statement that we should never shake hands again. He'd like to see a society that never shakes hands, although having sex with a stranger you just met on the internet, well, that didn't concern him too much. Why do we keep listening to this guy? It's time to remove this man from his Washington pedestal and put him out in the pasture where he belongs. Lately, I have been watching reruns of The Office on Comedy Central. You're thinking, whoa! Where did that come from? Bob, what does that have to do with anything you've just been talking about? Good question, my friend. I'll get to it. I'll explain. Yes, Comedy Central shows reruns of The Office, a program that was good at least for its first 5 years. I enjoy watching it. It shows reruns of The Office, cut, however, to allow for extra commercials. And get this, one of the recurring commercials is an ad for The Office with scenes from The Office. So instead of seeing the entire episode as it originally aired, it gets cut. And in the place of the scenes that belong in the episode, you will watch different scenes from other episodes to remind you that Comedy Central does show The Office. Something you obviously didn't know, even though at the moment you are in fact trying to watch The Office. Has somebody at that network lost his freaking mind? Anyway, here's where I'm coming from. While others are investigating Dr. Fauci's connections with China and the like, me, your old pal Bob, I am calling for an investigation into Fauci's possible connections with Comedy Central. After all, their decisions make about as much sense as Fauci and Washington have been making this past year and a half. In fact, since Washington is named after a slaveholder, George Washington, and since sooner or later they will consider canceling that, along with everything else, why don't we just rename Washington, D.C. and instead call it Comedy Central? I can't think of a better name. Then again, maybe I can. How about Moscow? This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.